بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب بيان الكلام وإيضاحه للمخاطب وتكريره ليفهم إذا لم يفهم إلا بذلك. This is 89 chapter, Alhamdulillah, of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, brings this chapter on the desirability of speaking clearly and plainly, and at times using repetition so that those who do not understand may understand when the sentence is repeated. An Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an, anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha takallama bi kalimatin a'adaha thalathan hatta tufhama an, wa idha ata ala qawmin fasallama alayhim thalathan, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke, then he would repeat his words three times, so that they would be understood properly from him. And when he went to a large group of people, he would greet them three times. Now to understand this hadith, the first part is Anas radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah SAW, when he spoke, he repeated the word three times. This is when it was an important matter, something, some issue that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wished to emphasize and stress. So for example, an ustad is teaching a class, a teacher is teaching his pupils, and there's some important point that he wishes to pass along to them and emphasize, so he will repeat that three times. The person repeats something three times, by the time the person repeats the third time, the message is understood. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would speak clearly, and at times, so not every single time when he spoke, he repeated the word three times, no. What it means is, when there was something important to emphasize upon, to stress, then he would repeat that message three times, or that word he would say three times, so that it may be thoroughly understood by the audience. And when he would enter into a very large gathering, so when he would enter first, and the first people he would meet there, he would make salam to them. Then as he moved towards the middle of the gathering, he would make salam again. And as he would come right to the front, then he would make salam again. This is one explanation that the commentators give, that when Rasulullah would come to a group of people, he would make salam three times. Others have explained that he would make salam initially as he entered, and then as he meets the people, he would make salam, and then he would make salam as he would leave the gathering. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان كلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلاما فصلا يفهمه كل من يسمعه رواه أبو داود. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so clear that it was understood by all those who were present there. All those who heard the message, they understood the message, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke clearly, and also the words that he used were not obscure words, not difficult words for the audience to understand. He used simple words for every person to understand, so that this knowledge he could imbibe, and in this knowledge that he had, he could pass it on to others in a very clear and distinct manner. So Rasulullah spoke very distinctly, and he would separate his words clearly from the next. In other words, he would not speak very, very fast and mix up his words and make it difficult for the people to understand. No, this was not the case, but he would speak clearly, and such that every person would understand his speech. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.